Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 48th episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna and
Klaus.
And Klaus Christensen. And today is the fourth part of our six-step process where we will cover all the steps involved in launching and growing a successful and profitable apparel business. And today we're going to talk about how to design your collection. And if you want to know more about how you can apply this in your own business, check out the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. And if you want to start an apparel business, take a look at the course, How to Successfully Launch a Clothing Line. And if you already have an apparel brand but want to take it to the next level, then the membership program is for you. And you can find, of course, all the information on the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. Now let's dive into the main part of the show.
Step four is design your collection. And this is the core of your business. It's about defining your collection and designing your styles and also about sourcing the materials for the styles.
And for me, of course, this is the most fun stage. And first of all, you have to start small. Unless you've got tons of money and you can, you know, start your brand with a boom, it's better to start small, narrow and niched and grow from there, even with one product. And when you have momentum with that product, then you can scale. And also to defining the collection, that it means what styles do you want to do? So narrow down and write it down exactly what it is that you want to do. And think about it when you put it together, like strategically. This needs to be a diverse collection. You can't just put out like 10 t-shirts that kind of look the same. It needs to be diverse and interesting for your people and for the customers, because that's going to boost your sales. If you do it in the wrong way, it's going to, you know, people are not going to buy that much and you'll end up with products sitting on shelves in inventory. So think about it style-wise, price-wise, material-wise, go for diversity. You do not want to confuse your customers. But even with some people here, they are not designers, and you do not have to, because we've got tons of people in our community that are not designers, but they have run super successful businesses. You can either work directly with a factory, or you can use templates or Croquis templates. You can, of course, learn eventually to do it, or you can hire a designer. Where you can use our, we created a new platform. You guys know it. If you've been in our community for a while, we have created the platform called Designer.com. If you're not a designer, you go in there and you pitch your project and you find a designer from wherever you need to find it in the world. But what's most important is that you focus on the product, because again, your product is your business.
Now we're going to get into a couple of quite important terms that you need to know about when your product develop your things. Tech packs, BOMs, and measurement lists. The thing, a tech pack, that's basically a blueprint for your product. It's a guideline that explains the method of how to turn your idea into a garment. And it's the most important document in your product development process. And it's needed in all areas of bringing your brand to market. The patterns are based on your tech pack. The sourcing is done based on your tech pack. The price is calculated based on your tech pack. And the sketches can later be used in your line sheet and workbook. So it's important to be clear and accurate with your tech packs. Otherwise, you can lose a lot of product development time and eventually money.
A BOM means a bill of material.
Yes. The factories may make what you tell them to make based on your sketches and the instructions you have in the tech pack. So if your tech packs are wrong, the product is not going to be that great either. And as Anna said, the BOM or BOM, that's a bill of material. And this is another section or a separate document than the tech pack.
It can also be included in the tech pad. There are actually no rules, laws, or whatever. You can do it however you want, but this information is needed, however.
So what it is, it's like a shopping list with all the components required to make your products. It includes all the materials, the thread, the zipper, the buttons, the artworks, the labels, the polybag. All that information should go into the BOM. And then also you will need for your styles measurement list. This is a document that states the garment's measurements, and it's used to create patterns, and it's also used to keep track of all the sample comments.
And now let's talk about sourcing materials. Sourcing materials is extremely important for your product because this can make or break a design. You have to, in this segment, you'd absolutely need to learn the basics, learn what different materials do, why you want, what's needed for your product, etc. And some ways that you can decide on what type of material is that you need, if you do not know, is look at competitor products. Go shopping and check out the products, and then you can reverse engineer from the product itself. So what is the intended product to do? How is the product intended to feel? What attributes does the product need to have? And when you have the answers to these questions, you can start sourcing. And also what you can do is you can ask suppliers for materials that match your description. Of course, to source materials, it's way easier to go to fairs because here you will see, you will feel, you can talk directly with the people. You can also source through manufacturers. That's another way of doing it, but it's much better and you have a much broader selection if you attend fairs.
And when it comes to fairs, we have a list on our blog with fairs around the world that you can check if someone is close to you. And
also with the fairs is also just get the education, because whenever you go, there's always something new to learn. So just because of that, I would recommend to go to fairs.
And we also at Apparel Entrepreneurship, we have a database with over 300 suppliers worldwide.
And many of them are sustainable suppliers as well.
And in this stage, you will also create your product pricing. And this depends on, you can have different strategies for how you set up your pricing. It can be a premium strategy. Then you're setting your price based on premium factors such as quality, exclusivity, customer service, and brand image. Or you can have a D2C, that's a direct-to-consumer strategy, you sell online. And in this case, you cut out the middleman. So then you can have a different price. But also when it comes to pricing, this depends on several things. It depends on your positioning of your brand. It depends on the material you use, the quality you want to have, the design, and kind of all the function. I mean, it's going to cost you more if you have more pockets, more zippers, and more functionalities on the clothes. So the accessories are affecting the price. And the quantity you're making, if you're making some, it goes with everything. It's not just for apparel, but if you produce larger batches, then every single piece of the production is going to be lower. And it depends on what margins you want also to have in order to sustain your business. And then location. Is it close to you? Is it far away? Do they have a large manufacturing plant? And also, when you get to this stage, we have calculators to help you out at a part of entrepreneurship.
That was it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for showing up and for taking your time to listen. And a mega universal hug to each and every one of you that is taking your time to leave a review. I know you're busy, but the fact that you took the time to rate and leave a thoughtful review for our podcast means so much to us. We're extremely grateful. And you are the reason why we show up here every week. And by the way, are you an Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast subscriber? No? Then why not? Do you know that if you don't subscribe, you might miss out on vital new episodes? So take a second, literally that's all it takes, and go subscribe and you'll be notified when a new episode is up. Take care, stay safe, be strong, and talk to you next week where we will cover how to make your garments. Bye!
Bye!